This week on The Naked Scientist, we're answering your science questions. Didn't manage to get yours in time? Don't worry. Send them along now to chris@thenakedscientist.com and we'll do our best to get them recorded in time for our next Q&A show. For now, though, we'll be answering what the consequences of Noah's floods would have been and why dogs don't catch colds. First up, though, Doug, here's a question for you from Lex.
My ex-military husband told me he was taught in training when the cows in a field lay down that bad weather it's on its way and to find shelter. Is there any truth in this?
What do you think, Doug?
Yeah, well, this again goes into those sort of myth categories. It does have some scientific basis. I mean, cows do, well, all animals sense when air pressure is changing. And when you're getting ready to have rain, you usually are accompanied by some sort of a change in the pressure. However, there are much more compelling reasons why cows lie down. They're not feeling well, they're tired and so forth. I would doubt that a cow lying down would be very good indicators that rain is coming along.
Are there actually any indicator species that we can rely on that predict the weather? Not just cows, but other things in the environment that do tell us, aha, this is going to happen climatically or something.
Yeah, I mean, various birds, bats, for example, well, not strictly a bird, but bats are a reasonably good indicator that you're getting ready for bad weather anyway. A low and high pressure zone is about to collide. But most of the animals are responding to many other things. Air pressure tends to be the one that most animals respond to because they've got sensors in their ears, let's say, not exactly, but in their ears.
What do the bats and birds actually do? Because I remember reading in Asterix and Obelix cartoons that always say...
Oh, that's a well-known scientific source of information.
Well, Obelix would always say, birds are flying low, we shall have rain. Is that what they do?
No, they tend to simply get more agitated and just fly around more. So you start to see large swirls of sparrows, for example, that are swirling about, like in horror movies, you know, for example. And that usually indicates that there's a storm coming along the horizon, but it's not a good indicator. I mean, I would not bet my retirement fund on on these animals' behavior.